The Wager Treatment Plant of the Ghana Water Company Limited will now supply more than 50 million gallons of water a day. This follows the completion of the rehabilitation of three of the broken down filters. The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, briefing the media after an inspection tour of the site, said government has spent more than €600,000 to rehabilitate the filters. The project was executed by a Dutch company, Ballast Wiedam. Yaya Kwamwa has filed this report.
The three filters broke down in February this year. The completion of the rehabilitation work means the Wager treatment plant will now produce at full capacity. The filters, which are 12, are expected to supply 52 million gallons of water to Accra and its environs on a daily basis. The sector minister, Alhaji Collins Dauda, said though it is good news to tell, much is still needed to be done to ensure sufficient water supply to residents of Accra and other parts of the region. He hinted that plans are underway to expand water supply by increasing the number of filters at the Wager treatment plant, the Kwong water plant, and the Teshi water project.
We negotiated and had a contract with them over €600,000 to fix the broken down filters. The filters involved were filter number 1, number 9, and number 11. These were the filters that had serious cracks which had to be broken down and refixed. All the filters at Wager, we have them working. Wager, which is supposed to give us about 52 million gallons of water a day, is operating full capacity. Wager and Pong will give us 94 million gallons of water a day. We have a deficit in terms of the demand for water in this country. But looking into the future, the expansion works at Pong gets completed. That will also add 40 million gallons of water. And then the Teshi desalination plant will also give us 30 million gallons of water.
Alhaji Collins Dauda said government is committed to ensuring regular water supply to every part of the country.
Yaya Kwamwe's report.